Hey, I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. All month long for Black History Month, I've been joined by John Morrison. He's a music journalist, and he's been taking us through the Black roots of rock and roll. It looks at how Black artists have influenced and innovated and sometimes invented rock and roll. And John is back for our final installment in this series. Welcome back to the World Cafe, John.
Hey, Raina. Thanks for having me.
So last week, we looked at the 80s and 90s. For our final installment today, you're bringing us up to the present day. And obviously, we can't come even close to covering everything that's going on right now with just three songs. But we're going to try to get to some of the highlights. So let's go back to the very early 2000s to start off. And I guess Brooklyn, you could say at the time, was one of those incubators, one of those musical incubators, especially for indie rock. Who's our first band we're going to hear from today?
Yeah, absolutely. Brooklyn was on fire. So many people. I remember during that time in Philly, so many bands were like moving to Brooklyn, trying to like, you know, get on and get it popping. But yeah, I wanted to play TV on the Radio. Obviously, they're one of the biggest bands to come out of that New York rock revival, so to speak. And what's interesting, even more so than the fact that they were a big band, they were one of the most influential bands and like experimental bands. Like they kind of came out the gate with a fully formed vision that didn't sound like anything else. So I think they're obviously like a hugely significant band. And when thinking about, you know, the last few decades of Black folks in rock music, you got to start with TV on the Radio.
Yeah, and to give some context here, like that time in Brooklyn, that's where, you know, bands like Interpol, The Strokes, and all of these hugely defining rock bands of that era came from. But it was very much like a predominantly white scene, I think, when people look mm-hmm. back on that, or at least that's sort of the perception of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it made it even more significant to see a, you know, predominantly black-led band like TV on the Radio break out of that and also make, you know, some of the more interesting and challenging music that came out of that scene.
And it is true what you said, like their sound came out fully formed. Like this is their debut single from 2004. Yeah. And it sounds like TV on the Radio as you know them. Here is Staring at the Sun, TV on the Radio on World Cafe.
Let the rules just keep screaming, quiet and live for our lives.
Was Staring at the Sun from TV on the Radio. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, joined by John Morrison in our ongoing series, The Black Roots of Rock and Roll. Today, we are going into the 2000s and listening to some of the Black artists who are making music basically right now and influencing rock music at the moment. John, who's our next artist?
The next artist is Big Joni. They're a self-described Black feminist punk band. They're a trio. They're from the UK, and they're one of my favorite rock bands, you know, regardless of like race or gender or whatever, where they're from. They're incredibly interesting, much like, you know, we said with TV on the Radio, pretty much came out with a fully formed, very unique sound that sounds like them. You know what I mean? They mix up dreamy, like 80s lo-fi kind of sound, but also take a lot of influence, obviously, from punk. They can get, you know, like loud and aggressive with it, but then they also take a lot of influence from like the 60s girl groups. A lot of this stuff kind of sounds like the Ronettes, but like the Ronettes on like a cassette.
Right.
You know what I mean? That you would find like a demo or something. It's really raw and really unique and interesting.
And I mean, just from reading about them, I learned that they're sort of part of, or at least Stephanie Phillips, the founder of Big Joni, is part of, you know, a DIY collective. And like there's that part of that like punk DIY scene in the UK. Is there anything you can tell us about that sort of punk world there?
I think that, you know, as we've seen, like as the decades go on, like young people will figure out a way, whether they're poor, Black, women, queer, whatever, like they'll figure out a way to make the music that speaks to them. And it's you know, nothing new under the sun. It keeps happening.
The song you brought from Big Joni today is Way Out. Is there a reason that you chose this specific song? Is there anything we should listen for?
It's good.
That's a good reason.
I love this song so much. It's short. It's sweet. It has very much this like lush, washed out sound. And, you know, like I alluded to before, it just sounds like a cassette of some music that was beamed in from another dimension. It's really cool and beautiful.
All right, let's check it out. It's Big Joni, Way Out on World Cafe. Way Out from Big Joni. I'm Raina Duras. It is World Cafe. This is the Black Roots of Rock and Roll. It's been a month-long series we've been doing with music journalist John Morrison. John Morrison is the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. And this next band, this last one that you brought for us, they are also from Philadelphia. What can you tell us about Camp Candle?
I love Camp Candle, and they're a duo. Like you said, they're from Philly. They're actually from my neighborhood. Like, we grew up not far from each other, a few years removed. I'm a few years older than them. But, you know, they're really interesting because they're a duo, but they produce so much sound. It's such a big sound. They take a lot of influence from 80s new wave and post-punk. There's electronics, there's drum machines and like drum programming, but also this, they use the electronics in service of these big, beautiful, catchy, psychedelic sounds. They're really one of the best new bands around.
This is the first time, I'll be honest, this is like the first time I've heard of Camp Candle, and I'm really excited that you brought them in for us.
Yeah, all of their music is good. Like, if you know, this song, Black Friday, really shows off like the heavier, more punk side, but they're so versatile and their music is so diverse, but it also sounds like them, you know what I mean? Which is like, I'm noticing a thread through a lot of this music. You know, like I said, there's some 80s new wave in there. There's some post-punk, like the 4AD sound. It just has a lot of musical influences that they kind of filter down into their own unique thing.
Yeah. It's like, taking all the history and then twisting it into something that is completely their own.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. This is Camp Candle, Black Friday, World Cafe.
Asleep, but give me hope.
You are listening to World Cafe. That was Camp Candle with Black Friday. I'm Raina Duris, and that caps off our month-long series, The Black Roots of Rock and Roll, here on World Cafe. John Morrison, the host of Serious Rap, something I can't say on the radio, that podcast, and host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe, has been taking us through the decades of black rock and roll for the last several weeks. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, this has been fun and very cool. Folks have been, hitting me up on social media, and it seems like people have been really enjoying it. So that's cool, too.
Well, I know I've really been enjoying it. So thank you. I'm going to put together a playlist of all the songs that we've featured over this four-part series. And I know, John, that it was a challenge to choose just three bands for every episode. I know you've got more that you'd like to share. So if you would like to add some more artists and more songs to that playlist, I will post it online for people to find. Are you down for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Count me in.
Awesome. Okay, well, John Morrison, thank you so much.
Thank you, Raina. I appreciate it.
I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.